This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
Hello, hello. Today we are going to discuss the 7 habits of highly effective people. Today we're going to talk about the 7 habits, the famous 7 habits. So this book literally was one of the books that helped me transform my life. It's one of those books that helped me expand my mind in several areas of my life and to kind of really take a long, hard look at myself and the way that I was living. And it helped me develop the habits of, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, effectiveness. And so what I want to do today in this episode, because a lot of times people ask me, you know, Dean, what's your favorite book? And I've got tons of different favorite books, but one of them that I would recommend just generally to anyone and everyone is this book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Of course, you can get the book summary over at getflashnotes.com, but I would also recommend this be one of those books that you get the full copy and reread it, revisit it, think about the concepts within it, and really try to make it a regular part of your life. Because regardless of where you are, how old you are, what you do, where you live, what your goals are, this book will help you enhance your life. So let's do a quick overview today on the 7 habits. So what are they? So the 7 habits, really, they're first and foremost habits of effectiveness. And what is true effectiveness? True effectiveness is based on timeless principles, right, that are in harmony with natural law, laws that everybody in the world lives by and abides by. Effective people are guided by their own missions, the things that they've developed that matter most to them. They manage their lives according to principles. Ineffective people follow other people's agendas and manage their lives around pressing matters. So one of the best ways to understand the 7 habits of highly effective people is to study their opposites. And that's what we're going to do today. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to contrast the 7 habits of highly effective people with the 7 habits of highly ineffective people. And I think that this is one of the best ways to break down each of these habits and to really kind of distinguish the difference between them, which helps us understand better the way in which we should embody these principles, these habits. So let's get into it. What we're going to do is go through each habit one by one, talk about what it is, and then we'll talk about the opposite of it, the way in which ineffective people live. So let's dive in. Habit numero uno is to be proactive. So here's how effective people embody this habit and live this habit. So to be proactive, so proactive people do more than just take initiative, right? They recognize that they're responsible for their own choices and have the freedom to choose based on principles and values rather than on moods or conditions or the weather or whatever. Proactive people are agents of change. What's the opposite? The opposite of being proactive is being reactive. Ineffective people are reactive. Reactive people, they don't take responsibility for their own lives. They feel victimized. They're always the victim in a situation, a product of circumstances, their past, or other people, right? They don't see themselves as the creative force of their own lives. It's so powerful to see yourself as the creative force of your own life. That's what it means to be proactive. The opposite, again, is to be reactive. So let's do number two, habit number two, which is to begin with the end in mind. Habit number two, begin with the end in mind. Individuals, families, teams, companies, organizations shape their own future by creating a mental vision and purpose for any project, goal, endeavor, large or small, personal or interpersonal. Right? They identify and commit themselves to principles, relationships, and purposes that matter most to them. Are you doing that? Are you beginning with the end in mind? That's a big one. Habit number two, to create a vision for yourself, right? To identify and to shape your future, right? To figure out what's the outcome, what's the purpose, what's the end result for whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you're doing. How would it look like if everything went the way that you wanted it to go? It won't, of course, but if you figure out the ideal scenario, right? The ideal outcome in whatever goal, project, idea, thing that you're doing, business, whatever, then it's a lot more likely that you'll be able to continuously strive towards making that happen. That's what it means to begin with the end in mind, to figure out what your highest purpose is and then work towards that regularly, right? In every area of life. What's the opposite of that? The opposite of habit number two is to begin with no end in mind. That's what ineffective people do. These people, they lack personal vision. They don't have vision. They haven't developed a deep sense of personal meaning and purpose for themselves. They haven't paid the price to develop a creed, as I call it, or a mission statement, as Covey calls it. And they live life based on society's values instead of their own self-chosen values, the things that are most important to them. They don't really care. They just do what everybody else is going to do, right? They're just happy with the status quo. So that's the opposite. That's how ineffective people roll. Now let's dive into habit number three, which is to put first things first. Now, effective people who put first things first, recognize that first they need to organize and execute around their most important priorities. People who put first things first organize and execute around their most important priorities. This is humongo. Whatever the circumstance, they live and are driven by the principles they value most. What's the opposite? How do ineffective people roll? They put second things first. These people are crisis managers who are unable to stay focused on high leverage tasks because of their preoccupation with circumstances or their past or other people. They're caught up in the thick of thin things and are driven by urgent matters, right? Whenever they get a text, whenever the phone rings, whenever something happens to them, they go ahead and try to deal with it, right? Try to respond, pick up the phone no matter what, right? They focus on urgent stuff. If somebody comes in there and needs them, if you know, someone needs a fire put out, they know that this person is the person to go to because they'll just handle and take on whatever it is that people toss at them, right? These are the people who put second things first. People who put first things first, on the other hand, make things happen themselves. They don't wait for things to happen to them. They make things happen for them, for themselves. These are the people who put first things first. They organize and execute around their highest priorities, their most important goals and projects and purposes. Now let's dive into habit number four, which is to think win-win. People who think win-win have a frame of mind and heart that seeks mutual benefit, mutual respect in all scenarios, all interactions, conversations, meetings, things of that nature. They think in terms of abundance and opportunity, right? In terms of we, not me. Love that. People who think win-win, people who embody and live this habit of habit number four, is that they focus on we, not me. Let's do this, not you do this. Why don't we do this, not you go do that? They continually seek to build more trusting relationships with others by making deposits into what's called their emotional bank account, right? This is when you make it a point to send someone a text message that you care about, right? This is a point, this is an emotional bank account. When you make a deposit into an emotional bank account, it's when you remember someone's birthday and instead of just writing on their Facebook wall like everybody else does, you give them a call, send them a meaningful text message, tell them about a time in which they really did something that stood out to you and really helped you. Tell them why you're grateful for them. Send them a card, an actual physical card maybe. You know, those are deposits into a person's emotional bank account. Calling your family members that don't live near you, those are deposits into their emotional bank accounts, right? So those are the types of people who think win-win. And it's, by the way, it's not just personal relationships. This applies to professional relationships as well, right? Making deposits into someone's emotional bank account is something you can do for anyone and everyone in your life, personal and professional. It's so super important to think win-win on a regular basis. What do people who are ineffective, the people who are the opposite of folks who think win-win? So for habit number four, the ineffective people, the opposite of habit number four, think win-win, is think win-lose, or people who think lose-win. These people, they have a scarcity mentality and see life as a zero-sum game. They have ineffective communication skills and they make withdrawals rather than deposits from other people's emotional bank accounts, resulting in, of course, a defensive mentality and adversarial feelings. People won't like them if they're always asking, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Can you give me this? Can you give me that? You know, rather than looking for ways to balance that relationship maybe, or looking for ways to give. Rather than looking for ways to give, they look for ways to get. All right, let's now dive into habit number five, which is to seek first to understand. I love this habit, by the way. I love it. I love it. I love it. Habit number five, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. Now, effective people who really live habit number five, they know that when we listen with the intent to understand other people rather than with the intent to just reply, that's when we begin true communication and relationship building, right? That's when you build rapport. That's when you build a loving relationship with someone. That's when you build a real connection, right? That's how you establish common ground. First, you listen with the intent to understand rather than just trying to reload while someone else is talking, wait for them to shut up so you can say what's on your mind. Instead, listen, really listen, right? It's a powerful thing. It's a very powerful thing to really listen to someone and then reply after they're done talking, rather than trying to reload and think of what you're gonna say when they're saying what they're saying, right? Because then you wouldn't be listening, right? Now, opportunities to then speak openly and then to be understood, they come a lot more naturally and easily when you first seek to understand. Seeking to understand, though, it takes consideration, doesn't it? Seeking to be understood takes courage. Effectiveness lies in balancing or blending the two. I'll repeat that real quick. Seeking to understand takes consideration. Seeking to be understood takes courage. Effectiveness lies in balancing or blending the two of those. What is the opposite of habit number five? The opposite, how ineffective people roll, is they seek first to be understood. They just want to be understood. They don't really care about seeking first to understand. So what do these people do? First, they state their own point of view. These people state first their points of view, which are based often solely on autobiographical ideas and motives without attempting at all to understand other people first. They blindly prescribe without first diagnosing the problem. They just say, hey, let me tell you this. Hey, let me tell you that. Hey, do this. Hey, do that. They don't really give a shit what it is that you have to say. They just want to say what they want to say. They are not listening when you're talking. They're reloading while you're talking. So that's the difference between someone who lives habit number five versus someone who doesn't. Habit number five again, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Now, what's habit number six? Habit number six is synergy. Now, synergy has ended up becoming sort of a buzzword, but also sort of a corny word over the last couple of decades since Seven Habits was published. So really what it means to synergize is 1 + 1 = 3. It means that when you work with somebody else, you guys come up with something that's better than what you could have come up with on your own individually. Right, so that's what synergy means. So what do synergistic people do? People who embody habit number six, they seek the third alternative. They look for the third alternative with other people. Not my way, not your way, but a third way that's better than either one of us could have ever come up with on our own individually. That's what synergy is. It's the fruit of respecting, valuing, and even celebrating one another's differences. It's about solving problems, seizing opportunities, right, and working out differences. It's the kind, again, of creative cooperation of 1 + 1 = 3. Not just 2, but 3. It means that the sum of the parts is greater than the whole when you work together with other people. What are the people who are ineffective with regard to habit number six do? What do? They compromise and they fight. Right? Ineffective people believe that the whole is less than the sum of the parts. Right? They try to clone other people in their own image, and differences in others are looked upon as threats. Right? So that's what habit number six is. And finally, habit number seven, the habit that pulls all the others together, that helps you maintain all the others, that if you don't maintain yourself, then everything else falls apart. Is habit number seven, sharpen the saw. Sharpen the saw. So effective people constantly renew themselves in the four basic areas of their lives. Number one, physical. Number two, social, emotional. Number two, mentally. And number three, spiritually. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Those four areas. This is what increases their capacity. When people work on those areas and do so on a regular basis, it increases their capacity to live all of the other habits of effectiveness. And if you don't do that, you end up falling behind on all those other habits. Without this habit, this keystone habit, you can't make all the other ones happen. Right? So working on yourself, even just a little bit every day, physically, emotionally, socially, or emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, those four areas, if you can just tap into that in each one of those areas, at least a little bit on a daily basis, then you'll be setting yourself up for success. What are the opposite of what the ineffective folks do? People who do not embody habit number seven? They wear out the saw. Ineffective people lack a program of self-renewal, regular personal development, right? And what that results in is they eventually lose that cutting edge that they might have once had, right? So rather than wearing out the saw, focus on sharpening that saw a little bit every day, small steps daily. So what are the seven habits? Once again, habit number one is to be proactive, not reactive. Habit number two, begin with the end in mind. Habit number three, put first things first. Habit number four is to think win-win. Habit number five, seek first to understand and then to be understood. And habit number six, synergize. Habit number seven, sharpen that saw. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakkari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakkari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.